When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." When wilt thou save the people, O God of mercy, when? Not kings and lords, but nations, not thrones and crowns, but men. Flowers of thy heart, O God, are they? Let them not pass like weeds away. Their heritage of sunless days. God save the people. Shall crime bring crime forever? Strength aiding still the strong. Is it thy will, O Father, that man shall toil for wrong? No, say thy mountains, no, say thy skies. Men's clouded sun shall brightly rise, and songs be heard instead of sighs. God save the people. God save the people. When wilt thou save the people, O God of mercy, when? The people, Lord, the people, not thrones and crowns, but men. God save the people, for thine they are, thy children as thy angels fair. Save the people from despair. God save the people. 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 God save the people.
Again, thank you all for being here this morning to show your support and to celebrate with our graduates and their families. This is the biggest graduating class that I've had since I've been serving here at Calvary. And each one of these kids has offered something unique to the dynamic of our student ministry. In one way or another, all of you have had an impact on our youth group and in this church family, and you have impacted me personally by allowing me to walk with you on your journey with Christ. So thank you all on behalf of me and Melissa for letting us be a part of that with you. I hope that our time together and your time here at Calvary has been fruitful. I serve and love on middle school and high school kids because my youth minister loved me enough to invest in my life and point me to Jesus in a real way, and show me what it looks like to follow him and trust in him. And I hope that all of you have had a similar experience in our time together. As a student ministry here at Calvary, we want to point our kids towards lifelong discipleship with Christ Jesus. And although we may not see it now, Jesus is doing something great in the hearts and lives of each of these kids you see up here today. Our youth group meetings or hangout times or whatever you want to call them are centered around giving kids opportunities to get to know Jesus better. We spend time praying together and reading the Gospels in the hopes that these kids get to know the real Jesus and begin to form their own relationships and experiences with him. Kids in middle school and high school struggle so much with figuring out who they are because they have so many other influences and voices in their life. And instead of Jesus, they often rely on other things or people to define them. But it's only when we find Christ and begin to truly get to know Him and allow Him to define us, that we can really know ourselves. And that's why we exist as a youth group here at Calvary, so that we can experience Jesus and His love together and His love for us together, and allow Him to transform our hearts and lives. And then we want our kids to pour out that love that begins to overflow in them into their conversations and their desires and their actions, so that others can be drawn into it. I really love watching our kids interact with Jesus through scripture and prayer and being a part of those times that we have shared together. And that's why each year I look forward to this particular morning. It's always cool for me as a youth minister, and special for our church family as a whole, really, because we get to hear what our graduates, what our kids that we've raised up in this church have to say about their own experiences with Jesus. So a couple of weeks ago, I talked with our graduates and asked them to pick one of the seven I am statements of Jesus in the book of John. And these are absolute statements that Jesus makes about Himself that help His followers know Him better, to help them know what it looks like to follow Him and trust in Him and experience life to the full now and forever with Him. A few moments ago, you heard Wyndham and all of her talented, glorious splendor. She shared a beautiful song with us that was centered around the first of those I am statements. John 8:12, when Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." If we keep our eyes and hearts fixed on Jesus Christ, who is the light, we not only begin to become the children of God that we were created to be, but we get to experience a life full of joy and freedom and peace, and a life in which we point others to Him through how we love and talk and act. So without further ado, we're going to hear some more about who Jesus is and what that means for us and our graduates.
My name is Bryson Varney, and I'm graduating from Surrey Early College High School of Design. The Bible verse I chose to talk about is John chapter 6, verse 35, which reads, "Jesus answered, 'I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst.' Now, for those of you who know me, then you know that I am always hungry and I always like to eat. Granted, here I don't think Jesus was talking about physical hunger and thirst. I believe what Jesus meant is that we as people thrive for fulfillment. Bottom line is, we are going to fill our hearts with something. And if we don't fill our hearts with Jesus, then we will only end up craving more of what we've been filling it with before. For a time, I struggled to understand this, but if I hadn't, I would not be standing here before you today as a graduate. I did not really know what it meant and what it took to fill my heart with Jesus. It was not until I took a step back and saw the obstacles in my life that I realized that filling my heart with Jesus meant that I needed to look past these obstacles that I was so preoccupied with and look at the bigger picture, which is Jesus. These obstacles were blocking Jesus from my heart the more I focused on them. During my journey through high school, I struggled just as any other high school student would, with distractions, stress, and some drama here and there. To move past these obstacles, I needed to strengthen my relationship with Jesus and fill my heart with Him, which is not as easy as it sounds. We all face distractions in our lives, whether it be video games, bills to pay, difficult classes, or trying to catch up on the latest episode of Dragon Ball Z. I kept telling myself, I'll try not to let these things distract me. I'll try. But as a great character once said, do or do not, there is no try. Once one distraction is finally pushed aside, another seems to present itself. Life is a constant hurdle race of distractions, one after another. But with a strong heart and a strong mind, and most importantly, if we look forward to Jesus, then we can make it past those hurdles, past those distractions in our way. If there are two things I learned from my time in this youth group, it's that one of the worst distractions are the ones we create ourselves, and two, the most popular kids are the ones with the most Fortnite wins. Like I said, the worst distractions are the ones we create for ourselves. I have also learned that if I continue to strengthen my relationship with Jesus and fill my heart with Him, then these distractions will no longer be a concern. Jesus is willing to be within our hearts and guide us through our journeys in life, whether it be high school, college, or career. I aim to take that with me as I move on to earn my college degree and after as I move on to the rest of my life. I hope that my fellow graduates will aim to fill their hearts with Jesus as I work to do so myself. Thank you.
I'm Lindley, and I chose to speak on John 10, 9 through 10. It says, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come so that they may have life and have it to the full. As I read this verse, I thought about the fact that the only way to salvation is through Jesus. And there's no other way besides this. A strong relationship with Jesus takes constant effort. But the beautiful thing about it is that even when we mess up, he loves us more than we could ever fathom. As I move forward into the next chapter of my life, I feel like this is something that becomes even more important. For the first time in my life, I'll live somewhere with completely new people and places. I'll be 10 hours away, which means that it will become extremely important for me to lean on and follow Jesus. That's also where my scripture comes into play. Jesus is the gate and the only gate. As I thought of the scripture and the meaning, I also jumped back to Matthew to read a verse there. Matthew 7:13 says, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. Between these two verses, I realized that this was going to become important for me not only in the next few years, but for the rest of my life. As I start the next chapter, it will truly be up to me to continue going deeper into my relationship with Jesus. I'll be balancing a college education, athletics, and my relationship with Jesus, but it's not meant to be easy. The scripture really excites me and makes me ready to start the next chapter of my life so that I can pursue my relationship with Jesus even more. The scripture also helps me to understand Jesus by seeing that he's made himself reachable to us, but we have to work to get through the narrow gate rather than getting caught up with everyone else and getting swept away through the wide gate. John 10, 9 through 10 is such an important verse for me to remember because it shows that Jesus is attainable to everyone. There's only one way to get through the gate, and Jesus' unconditional love for us allows us to enter the gate even though we are undeserving and far from perfect. Everything that we need and want can be found in Jesus, and everything else in life leaves us empty and wanting more.
My name is Chase Brill. I have verse John 10:11, which says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd layeth down his life for the sheep. This verse to me means that Jesus is like the shepherd and we're like the sheep, as in he cares about us and watches over us while we as the sheep trust him blindly to guide us in the right direction in life. Personally, I think the verse has incredible value in my life, as in me and all the other people in this world have to face struggles head on, and sometimes we get lost and don't know what to do. And that's when Jesus plays a role as we talk to him, asking for his help. My relationship with Jesus has changed my life dramatically. Ever since I chose to follow Jesus, I became more compassionate towards people and tried to let them see God's love through me. My relationship with Jesus has made me more sensitive to whatever was going on around me. My relationship with Jesus has made me humble and made me less greedy. As I enter the next chapter in life, some things go away and new things come. I will never be able to play sports again, in which I dearly love to do. And also soon I'll have to face new things that will terrify me, such as college, work, and payments. In times like this, I look to Jesus for strength and courage to direct me in wherever God wants me to go. I trust Jesus in everything that he does and have hope for whatever my future holds. The passage John 10:11 greatly affects my heart, as in it gives me comfort knowing that any trial I go through in my life, I don't have to face it alone. We respond to this verse by being grateful to Jesus and also spreading his love to others. Thank you.
Soon after the death of Lazarus, Martha asked Jesus why he let Lazarus die. In John 11, 25 and 26, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing me will never die. Do you believe this? This promise of eternal life provides me with hope and allows me to see the big picture in my relationship with Jesus. Jesus is my role model in how I treat people and how I live my life. My relationship with him will keep me grounded and provide me with an opportunity to disconnect from the chaos of everyday life. This verse says not only that Jesus promises eternal life, it also says that there is no life outside of him. Living as Jesus did promotes happiness and peace of mind, as well as helping make life easier and providing comfort when life isn't. When anyone has struggles in life, it can feel like they're going to die. However, when they seek refuge in Jesus, they can find the will to carry on. Once these trials are over and the weight of the burden has been lifted, they will feel as though they have been born again. This feeling of rebirth can only occur once the hardship has been conquered. I've experienced this cycle of resurrection throughout my high school career. With a deadline bearing down, you feel like you can't go on. However, the strength of Jesus can revitalize you, and once you've surmounted this obstacle, you feel as though you've been born again. As I continue on in my educational journey, I carry this truth fresh in my mind. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Calvin Johnson. I will be graduating from North Surrey High School next Saturday, and I've been with the youth group for 6 years. And over this time, I've been on 4 mission trips, and I've made many new friendships, and I've made my relationship a lot stronger with God. This morning, I'll be reading from John chapter 14, verses 5 through 7, which is Jesus answering Thomas. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. In this passage, Jesus explains he is the way. Nobody can be with the Father in heaven unless they go through Jesus. He is the complete and total truth, and he is the answer for this problem that we call sin. He is eternal life, and the only way to obtain eternal life is by building a relationship with him. This passage means a lot to mine and all of our lives. I try to make all my decisions with Jesus being the focal point. This is not always the case because I'm not perfect. I do my best to spread positivity and kindness to the people around me, and I try to be an example of what a Christian life looks like. The relationship I've built with Jesus with the help of Alex Bracey and the members of this church will help me will guide me through my future endeavors, lead me down the right path, and help me to make the right decisions. Even though I will be venturing out on my own physically, I will never be alone spiritually, as God will always be by my side. I'd like to give thanks to Alex Bracey for always being there for me when I need him, influencing my life, and bettering my relationship with God. I would like to thank this church also for supporting the youth group and giving me the opportunity to go on 4 different mission trips, and these were life-changing experiences. And I'd also like to thank my family for always pushing me and being there with me along my journey. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Ben, and the scripture I chose this morning is John 15:5. John 15:5 reads as follows, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Before I speak on that, I would like to introduce myself to those who know me already. I'm Ben Gerald. I'm a graduating senior at Mount Airy High School, and I'm enrolled at UNCG for the fall. I've been with Calvary since I was born. I went on the Pensacola, Gatlinburg, and Belize mission trips. I haven't been able to come to church a lot since my new job last October, but I try to come when I can. My relationship with Jesus defines who I am because without him, I would not be as kind, caring, loving, and inviting to my friends, family, people I have yet to meet, and not people I do not know as well as others. He also keeps me on track in my life, helping me achieve things I wouldn't believe possible. My relationship with Jesus will help me and has been helping me move into my next chapter of life because for the past year I've started to make adult decisions, pay some bills, and give me more responsibilities than when I was a child. He's also blessed me with a warm and loving family who have helped me every step of the way and will continue to bless me and even let me meet the love of my life who I've been with for 3 years. This scripture means to me in my relationship with Jesus that we are the children of God regardless of age, race, religion, or color. It also means that Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. We must keep our hearts invested in Christ because without him we are nothing and can do nothing. He is the Father and we are the children. So as long as we give our hearts to God, then he will continue to bless us and work in our lives. If we separate ourselves from him, then we will achieve nothing. Things I'll remember forever from my childhood are my lifelong friends I've made over the years at school and the youth group here at Calvary, and the many blessings God has given me and the opportunities he has put before me. Pray for only more good things to come in the future. Thank you, and God bless.
So again, what a beautiful thing to hear these kids interact with Scripture and share with us those thoughts. Graduates, while I have you all together here one last time, I want to remind you one last time that the God of the universe loves each of you. His opinion of you and how you experience life with him is all that matters. Know that, trust that, and believe that with all your hearts every day. He made you and breathed life into you, and he wants you to be with him now and forever, to experience a life of freedom and joy and love and peace, and to become the children of God that you were each created to be. But know that we can only experience this through Christ Jesus, as you've talked about in your speeches, in a relationship with him in which we live and walk in daily fellowship with him. Only when we trust him and spend time with him do our lives and hearts begin to change to look more like him. So when you all go to college or do whatever it is that you're going to do next, know that life is going to get harder. You'll be faced with harder decisions, placed in more difficult circumstances, like payments, Chase, and even meet people, all of which are going to try their hardest to pull you further and further from the truth that is Jesus Christ and what he desires for your lives. So my advice to you guys, as usual, is lean into him and hold on tight. He doesn't promise it's going to be easy and that life will look the way that you think it should, but he does promise that he will walk with us hand in hand right on through it. And we will be okay if we were willing to take that risk and grab onto his hand. And these words are words that all of you have heard me say over and over again since I've known each of you. They're so simple, but they're so hard to believe and to trust in. So fight hard every day to believe that Jesus loves you, trust in his words and his life, and let those things be what define you as you do life with him. I love you all, and now I'm going to ask all of our graduates to come up to the stage and share a little bit about who they are and what they're doing next, and I'm going to give them a little something.
My name is Wyndham Martin. I'll be graduating from Mount Airy High School, and I'm going to UNC Asheville.
My name is Bryson Varney. I'll be graduating from Surrey Early College, and I plan to go to Western Carolina University.
My name is Lindley Williams. I'll be graduating from Mount Airy High School, and I'll be going to Rhodes College.
My name is Chase Brunel. I'm a senior, will be graduating from North Surrey High School, and I will be attending Surrey in the fall.
I'm Joey McCormick. I'm graduating from Millennium Charter Academy, and I'll be attending University of North Carolina at Asheville in the fall.
My name is Calvin Johnson. I'll be graduating from North Surrey, and I plan to attend Western Carolina University this fall.
My name is Ben Joe. I'm graduating from Mount Airy High School, and I'll be attending University at North Carolina at Greensboro in the fall.
My name is Corbin Mills. I'm graduating from North Surrey High School, and I plan to further my education at Surrey Community College.
Good morning. My name is Claire Montgomery. I graduated from Appalachian State University with my Bachelor's of Science in Mathematics with a concentration in secondary education. My future plans are to become a high school math teacher, so y'all pray for me.
My name is Hannah Vaughn, and I graduated from Surrey Community College with an associate's degree in nursing, and my plan is to work at Northern Hospital in the ICU.
Again, thank you so much for being here today to support these graduates and their families. Let's pray. God, thank you so much again just for today, for the rain and the sunshine and everything that you give us, Lord. I pray for these graduates as they go off into the next chapter of their lives, Lord, that they really bind into you and your words. And try to follow and trust in everything that we've been telling them as we've raised them up in this church, Lord. And thank you for this whole church family who does nothing but pray and supports this youth group and everything that we do. Just thank you so much. Just be with their hearts as we leave here today. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.